Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Orsino. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino takes first base on ball four. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive towards right. Robinson catches it and throws to first to double up Orsino. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Peters reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. George Brunette now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Cunningham moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. Robinson scores. Ward moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ward. Bowens moves to third. Brown moves to second. Fred Valentine pinch hits for George Brunette. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herm Starrett now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-0 in the game. Carrion bunts towards the mound. Starrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cunningham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith throws the ball into Aparicio, who relays the ball to Johnson, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Peters scores. Hershberger moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball towards center. Hershberger catches it and throws to third to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair pinch hits for Herm Starrett. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Miller now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox strikes out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-0 in the game. Carrion strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Sabourin now playing center field. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Joe Cunningham. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orsino fields the ball and throws to Miller covering. Safe. McCraw moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing left field. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Bowens moves to second. Joe Gaines pinch hits for John Miller. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaines moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gaines moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Westock now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Savarin. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Fox scores. It's 9-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orsino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Orsino reaches second base with a double. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orsino scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Savarin moves to third. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Savarin scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 9-2, White Sox. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowens. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Bowens steals second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Bowens scores. It's 9-4, White Sox. Boog Powell pinch hits for Westock. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive towards short. Hansen catches it and throws to first to double up Brown. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Savarin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Robinson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.